Parliament has directed the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs, Norbert Mao, to appear before the House to explain how the voter biometric machines will be used in the upcoming general elections. The directive was issued by the Speaker of Parliament, Anita Monk, following a complaint from the Leader of Opposition, Joel Senyini, who also serves as MP for Nakawa West. Senyini informed Parliament that the minister had previously promised to provide an explanation about the use of the machines, but as of today, he has not followed through.
The Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs in April of this year was here and he told us that they are going to table regulations on how biometric voter verification machines are going to apply themselves in the upcoming election. We have 1 month to an election. They want money for the voter verification machines. What guidelines are you going to base on? With our network issues, we saw what happened in the last election. Network will fail. Usage will fail. So if you say we are going to use these biometric machines mandatorily, so where they don't work, there is no voting. So what will happen?
In response, the Attorney General Chiyo Chanuka stated that the Electoral Commission should address this issue and argued that the complaint should not have been brought to Parliament.
I just answered a question on biometric voter, which you raised. I refer the Leader of Opposition to the Electoral Commission, Adoption of Technology and Management of Elections Regulation, SI1 of 2021, which addressed the issue of the use of technologies. The use of this technology is provided for in the law. So that is sufficient. But the issues of network and any such issues can be addressed under Section 12 of the Electoral Commission Act.